home and community options. Now joining KWNO, I have Director of Licensing and Policy, Carrie Kada, and Recruitment and Retention Coordinator, Rhiannon Dungy, joining us. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day and hopping on a call. Let's start with the plethora of volunteering opportunities that you guys have at HCO. Just tell us a little bit about that and tell us where we can go to volunteer if that's something we want to do.
Yeah, so we have different volunteer opportunities at HCO. If you're interested in volunteering with us, you'd go to our website, and we do have a tab for volunteers. Once someone submits an application for volunteer, I call them and we do kind of an application process. So we talk to the volunteer about what their interest or their goals are in a volunteer opportunity, the different individuals they might be interested in working with, or even just maybe doing outside work. We have volunteers that do leisure activities with individuals, assisting with meals, doing games and activities, simply just cleaning out vehicles at our program vehicles. So once we find out the expectations of our volunteers, we're able to place them with an individual or
a different program, or sometimes we even have people down at our central office too that they might be making packets and copying things and, you know, for our trainings and classes and things like that.
So for the volunteers, who will they be working with and sort of what will be kind of an everyday basis? I know each volunteer may be different, but maybe give us an example of what an everyday would look like from a volunteer.
Well, it really depends on how much volunteering the person wants to do. If they want to volunteer every day, we would find a task that would pair them with their interest or their, you know, something they're good at. So we do have a volunteer who does reception for us once a week. We have a volunteer who helps out with the maintenance department, and he'll be working at, you know, clearing brush or trimming up our bushes. So it really just depends on the volunteer.
We also have a volunteer, a couple volunteers that have built a relationship in one of our programs. And so weekly they go out to that program and play games or do leisure activities, but it's set and it's every week that one just happens. But they've really built a neat relationship with the individuals in that home.
Let's move to internship opportunities now. You guys offer a lot of internship opportunities as well. It's a great way to give back, as well as it is a great stepping stone into a career if you're looking for something like this. So tell us a little bit about the internship opportunities that HCO can provide.
Yeah, we have a variety of internship opportunities. And if someone comes in looking for an internship, they're going to work more directly with our human resources coordinator. And she'll help figure out what the requirements of the internship are, how many hours. Some internships need their supervisor to have a certain credentialing, so we make sure that we can meet all of those needs, that we can find a place for the intern. But we've had interns from, you know, they're doing direct care type of internship work right in the programs, to communications. Our communications coordinator has had an intern, and they'll help write stories for our newsletter, for social media, things like that. We've had HR interns that obviously are following our human resources coordinator, social work interns. We have had radiology interns, so a wide variety of interns that can come in and gain an experience here. And again, sometimes their field experiences too, that a variety of majors need maybe, you know, those 40 hours or 120 hour field experience types of internships too.
So you kind of just mentioned it there, but with both the internships and the volunteering, is this open to everyone, I guess is a way to put it? You know, can anyone volunteer? Can anyone apply for an internship?
Pretty much. They have to pass a background study, typically. A lot of them will probably have some kind of contact with our individuals, so passing the background study is probably the biggest thing that they have to be able to do. But otherwise, yeah, open to a wide variety of abilities and interests and all ages.
Well, I think we've covered a lot here. Is there anything else that you two would like to add? Is there anything else that we missed that you find to be pertinent information?
I would just say for people to keep HCO in mind when they're looking for volunteer opportunities and to reach out, even if you think it might not work for us. You never know what we might be able to come up with and meet those needs.